Phone Boy Speaks, episode 593, Team iPhone.
What do you use your phone for? And then, okay, just keep that in the back of your mind. And how much do you rely on your phone? Well, and I rely on my phone pretty much a lot. It's it's the one competing device. If I make a choice, it's almost always going to be my phone, no matter what the task is, because it's always with me. And I expect my phone to work right and work reliably when there's certain functions I expect it to be able to do, and I don't have to ask many questions, right? I just want it to work. And you know, for me personally, the iPhone has worked better. It's more reliable. It's more stable. Like anything with software, it has bugs, and occasionally, you run into some things. But for the most part, it's pretty stable. I don't have to reboot the phone on a regular basis. It just works. Can't say the same thing for Android, and Windows Phone just doesn't have quite the number of apps yet, and so that's kind of where we're at. But Ewan McLeod, who writes a website called Mobile Industry Review, and he talks about his own experience with it, and talks about where the future of this stuff should be going, and he wrote a piece explaining why he's going back to Team iPhone, because Android is just not stable enough for business critical use. And I tend to agree with him. There's some things that are limiting about iOS, and I'm not gonna claim that they are not issues at times. But for the most part, I want my phone to work more than anything else. And for those edge cases where I wish maybe I could do something a little bit differently. iPhone works better for me, and it works, and I think it works better for a lot of people. And when you're paying the kind of money that you're paying for these phones, you expect them to work. So it's a business critical thing. And I would like the battery to not randomly drain, or the phone to get randomly hot, or whatever. I need a predictable and consistent experience. And that's why I go with iOS, even though I know that there's more things that can be done on Android. And I'm not, and if that's your choice, that's fine, right? What do you use your phone for? How critical is it that it work? And if it is, then, that's where iPhone shines. Where Android, I think, still needs a little bit of work. Windows Phone just doesn't have quite big enough of an ecosystem yet, really, to consider it for at least my business use. I can't say for anybody else's. But anyway, you can read this article in the show notes. It's a good read. It's a good it's good for Team iPhone people. Again, I'm not criticizing your choice if you do Android. It depends on what you use it for, what you expect out of your device. And for me, I don't see myself going away from Team iPhone anytime soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.